AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Big losses at the close on Wall Street following the release of the latest jobs report. 311,000 jobs were added last month. Those numbers show the Fed is likely to remain aggressive in raising interest rates to try to tame inflation. PNC economist Gus Fauché doesn't like where this is going.
Higher interest rates will lead to contraction in industries like manufacturing and construction, and then that will lead to an overall mild recession in the U.S. economy later this year.
A summer showdown is brewing between President Biden and House Republicans over raising the debt ceiling. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The GOP wants to slash spending in exchange for raising the debt limit before a potential summer default and is soundly rejecting the president's new $6.9 trillion budget plan. While Republicans have not laid out their own plans, the conservative House Freedom Caucus has.
The plan is to shrink Washington and grow America.
Chairman Scott Perry says, among other things, they want to roll back about $400 billion in the president's student loan relief plan for a total savings of roughly $3 trillion.
We just have a very different value set.
The president's challenging House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to present his own budget so they can start negotiating on the debt ceiling. But McCarthy's not saying when that will happen. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House unanimously passed a bill to declassify information about the origins of the coronavirus. Intelligence Committee Chair Mike Turner says answers are needed to some key questions,
including how this virus was created and specifically whether it was a natural occurrence or was the result of a lab-related event.
Ahead of a widely expected Republican presidential campaign, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis introduced himself to a crowd in Iowa.
We will never, ever surrender to the woke mob. Our state is where woke goes to die.
This is AP News. Police in Germany say a former member of the Jehovah's Witness shot and killed six people in Hamburg and then killed himself.
Speaking at a news conference, German police confirmed the shooter in the fatal attack was a 35-year-old German national. It was also confirmed that an unborn baby was killed in the shooting, although whether the baby's mother was among the dead was not clear. Hamburg State Interior Minister Andy Grotz said police arrived within 5 minutes of the first emergency call and was able to separate the gunman from the congregation. The perpetrator fled to the second floor when the emergency services arrived and later killed himself there. Chancellor Olaf Scholz, a former Hamburg mayor, described it as a brutal act of violence. I'm Karen Chamas.
Vaping company Juul Labs will pay Chicago more than $23 million to settle a lawsuit alleging the company marketed products to underage users. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.